Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Riley Powell there?
She is not. Can I take a message?
Oh, well, my name is Chris. Good evening, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask her a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. The number was chosen at random, and the individual answers are confidential. Would you like to help me fill it out?
No.
Okay, then.
No,
we'll see.
I wouldn't. I don't know how you got this number.
Oh, well, our numbers are randomly generated from a computer, from voter databases in your area.
So you called my number asking for my 30-year-old daughter, and you expect me to think that that was just a random?
It was random.
How could that be random? That makes no sense. You got it from somewhere. Like medical records.
It is randomly generated by computer from voter databases in your area.
Voter databases. Okay, I'll answer your questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
60.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black? Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
No, you can't ask that question.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And what makes you specifically say that?
Well, I don't have any choices here. I'm just supposed to make something up.
Yes, it is an open-ended question. I can type it out.
Yeah, everything's gone. This country has no morals.
Thank you. So to the question, what specifically makes you say you're very dissatisfied, your answer was, this country has no morals.
And we have a clown as a president. It's embarrassing.
And once again, your response was, this country has no morals, and we have a clown as a president.
Correct.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? We do have a list, so we can match it later. So let me go through the list. Healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, improving K through 12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy.
No, I can't hardly tell what side you're asking for.
Oh, well, it is, what are the most important issues to you in next year's congressional election?
Crime, immigration, and the protection of children.
Now, we can only choose the top two. Your top two. So was
crime and the protection of children.
So that would be crime and violence, and the closest one to the one you said was improving K-12 public school education.
No. No, crime, just go with, hey, Ro, crime and immigration.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking
and anybody
about,
that says otherwise is lying.
Thank you. Now, thinking
it's
about
funny.
Rate. Thinking about rate.
Is that funny?
Well, the way you said it only is not funny, of course. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same. They haven't been bad. Media makes them bad.
And how, related to that, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, that's a very broad question. Regarding what?
About
somewhat concerned.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first, the one on the list, is Cornel West.
No idea who that is.
Okay, thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
50.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little. Was that 60 or 50?
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Black Lives Matter.
0.
The Republican Party.
40.
Tim Scott.
I'm sorry, who?
Tim Scott.
Oh, 60.
Donald Trump.
50.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
80.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Trump, reluctantly.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried?
The rights of white nationalism.
The rise. Rise.
The
of
race.
Rise. R-I-S-E. Rise.
The rise of white nationalism.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Are you very worried?
Wow.
Somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Now, I'd like
and I'll
to
change the race question. I'll
oh.
change the race question.
Okay.
I'm black.
Let me go back then. Just a moment. Oh, I am almost there. Just a moment. Okay. There we go. We're going to go back to where we were.
Hey, don't write on that.
Let's see. We're almost there. Okay, there we go. Thank you very much, by the way. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, gay marriage should be legally protected right, should be a legally protected right in this country.
And what am I agree.
And would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
America is on the path of another, to another civil war.
Somewhat agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Oh, strongly disagree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
No.
So would that be a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? Or
strongly opposed.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or, statement B, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
First one.
And would that be a somewhat much more B or somewhat more B? Or oh, somewhat A, I'm sorry. I got confused. Somewhat more A or much more statement A?
That doesn't make sense, but much more A. I don't know.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree this is being threatened or undermined. And 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is immigration to this country.
Being undermined, zero.
The right to bear arms.
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Zero.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same.
7.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
0.
Thank you. Now, and we're around the corner to finishing this survey, but first I'm going to read you to you some statements that people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
It's cleverly worded. 5.
Oh, thank you. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and open the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
Wow. 0.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are... Okay, thank you. Switching gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And that was the last question. I want to thank you so much for your patience and your time and your participation. You're free.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.